Here come the Pro Stocks getting ready for round number 11 of 12 on the series. The Lucas Oil 150 will remind you that coming up in 1 week time, we crown a 2018 champion at the Dartmouth Dodge 200 at Scotia Speed World. 1 week from this evening, 4 p.m. start time. All the information at MaritimeProStockTour.com. And Joe, are you ready for this?
Absolutely, Tim Terry. I have been waiting for this race for a long time. I can't wait to get the green flag in the air, especially on a perfect night for a race, the Lucas Oil 150 here at Riverside International Speedway. Of course, I'm always joined by the Racetime Radio broadcast team, and overlooking turns one and two, I bet you Jerry Paxton is one jumpy guy right about now as well. How about it, Jerry? How you doing?
I'm jumping up and down for two reasons. One, I'm excited about this race. The other one is I want to make sure the blood doesn't stop. It's been a wild afternoon. Qualifying was absolutely incredible watching the times these drivers were laying down. And when qualifying came up and we saw so many fast cars in the same heat, it really turned up the wick just a whole bunch. And now we are set to go racing, and this is one fast field.
Yeah, you're gonna have to move over just a little bit because we are having a little bit of reception trouble from wherever you're hanging out.
But hey, Joe,
we will work on that. What's that?
I'm gonna come over here and talk to Ashton Tucker. You're not in a driving suit. What went wrong with the race car?
Oh, the motor decided to let go their final practice.
You guys have no luck here.
No, we don't got any luck anywhere.
You got to borrow it from Brad. Brad Mann's not here. That's what it is, right?
No, we just have crap luck everywhere we go.
Put it back together. We'll see you at some point down on the tour, eh?
Yeah, hopefully get her back together and try another race sometime.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Makes the haul from Littleton, New Brunswick. Ashton Tucker not going to be able to make the start of this one, Joe, but, man, that kid can wheel a race car.
Yeah, he absolutely can. I was kind of looking forward to seeing Ashton in this race. How about Josh Paxton? I see you firmly planted up top there, Josh, overlooking 3-4, and you got a good bird's-eye view of pretty well everything here at Riverside.
Joe, I got the great view out of turn two all the way down the back chute into 3 and 4 and found a team that would take me in for the night. Kent Vincent, iHeart PEI Potatoes, one of the great potato posse. So I fit right in here, Joe, ready to go for the Lucas Oil 150.
Well, you know, Trevor Lamb couldn't be with us tonight. He is hard at work back in the province of Ontario, but he is tuned in, you can well imagine, for good cause, this Lucas Oil 150. It's going to have you jumping out of your seat no matter where you are. I can guarantee it. A good crowd on hand here at Riverside Speedway, as always. And they're going to be treated to some awesome Pro Stock Series racing here on the Parts for Trucks Tour in the Lucas Oil 150. Timmy, preparations all underway for tonight's 150. How are you making out down there?
We're getting ready to go. Fans, are you ready to see some Pro Stock racing? It is my pleasure to introduce you to the 19-car starting field. John Fleming not answering the call to the green in car number 88 and Ashton Tucker blown motor in car number 2. Starting in 19th place, driving for Outriders Cookhouse and Oyster Bed Right Stop from Oyster Bed Bridge, Prince Edward Island. Give it up for Allison McKinnon. A.E. McKay Builders on car number 32 from Quispam Sis, New Brunswick, Sarah McKay. Nova Construction Velocity Machining and Welding, car number 51, one of the X-Side Batteries, rookie of the year contenders on the tour, from Shubenacadie, Nova Scotia, Braden Langell. Entice Motorsports Pleasantville Signs and Collins Water Treatment on car number 21, from Bridgewater, Nova Scotia, make some noise for Sean Pierce. Maritime Steel Roofing Hillside Chevrolet on car number 40 from Sherwood, Prince Edward Island. Let's hear it for him, Robbie McEwen. Archibald Drilling and Blasting, Cobequit Mountain Sports, Howard Little Excavating, car number 99 from Terrence Bay, Nova Scotia, Craig Slotwhite. Brycon Construction, Jim Patterson Lease, 08 car, coming from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Make some noise for Nicholas Noggle. Eastern Drainage, Bud's Topsoil, and Hewley Auto Sales, car number 30 from Shubenacadie, Nova Scotia, Stevie Lively. This guy won the Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC 150 back in June, driving car number 0, Dexter Construction Municipal Group. on the Chevrolet from Enfield, Nova Scotia, Sean Turball. Driving for Direct Tire, TireTire.ca, and H&P Glover on car at number 8 from Westmoreland, Prince Edward Island. Make some noise for Kent Vincent. Your most recent winner on the tour drives car number 5 for Castle Building Centers and Reynolds Well Digging from Brudenell, Prince Edward Island. Make some noise for Jonathan Hicken.
Oh, my God.
Superior Foundations Top Construction Atlantic Tilt Load on car number 54 from Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia, Jared Butcher. Atlantic Tilt Load, Top Construction, Irving Blending and Packaging on car number 53. He is your point leader. The Quickie Driver Development Program driver from Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia. Give it up for Cole Butcher. Greenfield Enterprise and Hines Racing, car number 91. Next up on the grid, from Cornwall, Prince Edward Island, Dylan Gosby. Shaw's Towing, Kears Doors, McKinnon's Trucking, car number 18 from Charlottetown, a PEI. Give it up for Darren McKinnon. Quinn Flooring, Blankhorn Auto Recyclers, Auto Right Service Center on car number 67 from Truro, Nova Scotia, Black Betty, Dylan Blankhorn. Atlantic Dodge Dealers Loyalist Marble and Tile Dodge, car number 29 from Springvale PEI, Greg Proud. Farrell's Excavating on car number 48 outside of the front row. Your leading Exide Batteries Rookie of the Year contender from Conception Bay South, Newfoundland and Labrador, Waylon Farrell. Nova Construction Pioneer Coal and Celtic Ford on car number 89. He will roll from position number 1 looking for his fourth straight Lucas Oil 150. From Andy Ganesh, let's hear it for him, folks. Donald Chisholm. That is your starting field for this evening's Lucas Oil 150.
And a beautiful-looking field it is here at Riverside. When we get these cars fired up, trust me when I say we are in for 150 green flag Lucas Oil laps here at Riverside.
We ask everybody to please rise. Gentlemen, remove your caps. Noah is going to sing us through our national anthem.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all of us command. Quand ton bras s'est porté l'épée, il s'est porté la croix. Ton histoire est une épopée des plus brillants exploits. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Noel, great job, buddy. Drivers, please prepare your cars for competition.
You're clear. Clear by one. Am I allowed to burn her down?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Riverside International Speedway. We come to you live tonight from Antigonish, Nova Scotia, on the edge of James River. Tonight, it's a Speedway season finale. Race 11 of 12 for the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Each maritime province is represented in this race here tonight, the Lucas Oil 150. If you're going to win the chase to the championship in the Pro Stock Tour, You're going to have a good night tonight.
It's in the hands of that guy behind the wheel right now.
If you're looking for drama on a Saturday night, you found it. Grab something cool to drink, Canada.
Go, 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 go.
And you in the U.S., it's race time in the Maritimes. The Lucas Oil 150 starts right now. And there we go. We are set and ready to go for tonight's Lucas Oil 150 live from Riverside International Speedway. Good evening, everyone. And we are just about set. All teams preparing on the start-finish line. And down on the front stretch, we have Tim Terry down trackside. Timmy, take it away.
Dig out your 50-50 tickets, folks. Doug Bird is going to make the draw. $2,732 to the winner. Doug, dig in there. We're going to make somebody really happy here. Once again, dig out your 50-50 tickets. Doug's digging deep. He's got one in his hand. It is a white ticket. 680-494. 680-494. If you have that ticket, please see our representatives at the flag stand. And once again, thank you for supporting the 50-50 draws all season long here at Riverside.
We will get back to Tim Terry in a moment. Soon as all drivers are prepared and buckled in, the crews will head back to pit road and hopefully not have to come into play anymore today as the cars are all prepared and ready to go for tonight's Lucas Oil 150. Jerry Paxton, what do you think? Look at the field. Look at the night we have here. With a crisp night like this, these cars are going to go like a bullet.
Oh, there's going to be an awful lot of grip in this racetrack tonight, and I can tell that because the marbles on the high side from earlier in the day are about 3 inches in diameter. They have been ripping it up here at Riverside all afternoon, and I know you're going to ask me to make a pick, Joe, and I'm going to get mine in early so nobody can steal it. I'm going for the big red Dodge and Greg Proud in the 29.
You know what? I know Brad Mann is going to be tuned in somewhere, so I'm going to say it for the big guy. He'll be taking the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. That's what he always does, and probably a safe pick tonight. But listen, I'm going to take my pick, and I'm a Chisholm. Same as that guy up front. I believe the monkey is going to be off Donald Chisholm's back. Guess what? It's going to be a Chisholm party in Victory Lane tonight. Go ahead, Josh. Make your pick.
Well, I don't want to get thrown off the top of the trailer, so I'm taking the 8 car of 2-time IWK champion Kent Vincent. They've been working hard on it, and watch it come to the front.
Well, you can't go too far wrong with that number 8 car. Man, he knows how to get it done here at Riverside. Tim, how about you?
It's going to be hard to pick. There's a lot of really good race cars here. I'm looking around just ahead of that 8 car. The Butcher cars are going to be strong, but they had a rough week last week. Give me the 91 of Dylan Gosby for the win tonight.
Ah, there you go. You know what? You couldn't go too far wrong picking any one of these cars that is down the front stretch at Riverside International Speedway. All well-prepared, super late model, template-style cars. We call them pro stocks on the East Coast of Canada. Beautiful-looking field, and I'll tell you what, success. Jerry, we've seen a ton of success out of that number 67, out of the 53, you look down through that front row, and man, I'll tell you what, you've got a pile of winners on this racetrack. Who knows what this race is going to bring tonight?
Anything could happen, and especially when you look at the time clock from this afternoon. We've got 0.6 seconds from number 1 to number 20. That's how fast they were going this afternoon and how consistent this entire field is. So, yeah, buckle up. Anything could happen. We saw it in the heat race. A little bump on the back straightaway. John Plumbing is sidelined.
You have a look at these cars that are sitting in front of us tonight on the front stretch at Riverside International Speedway. And you want to talk about leading manufacturers of super late model or late model cars in North America. Every single one of the premier builders has got representation in this field, whether it's a Fury race car, whether it's a Port City or Hemke, or, man, the list is long. And, Josh, every one of them are represented here in the field. They've all got horses in this race.
Absolutely, Joe, and just watching the front straightaway here closely as the arms from the crew chiefs are going up, the drivers getting those belts tightened up, getting comfortable, 150 green flag laps coming up in this Lucas Oil 150 live from Riverside International Speedway. Tim Terry, how's it looking down front?
Turn my microphone on. We're waiting on the 30. We're waiting on the 51 and 32, I believe. But before we go, our Grand Marshal tonight, Rational Richard Kenswicker and Paige Drake, and you win a lightning feature at Scotia, and you're here to say the command. This is pretty cool.
Pretty cool indeed.
So who do you have to win this race tonight before we get loud?
Oh, my. That's a tough one. But as a four-cylinder driver myself, I think I got to go for Steve Lively.
I think you're pretty good on that one, too. We're waiting on the 30 as soon as he's ready to go. 51 is ready. I believe the 32 is ready to go as well. And as soon as Trevor gives us the high sign, Trevor, are we ready to go? Okay, let's get this party started.
Drivers, start your engines!
150 laps presented by Lucas Oil, set to go green.
Ah, you gotta love the sound of those Pro Stocks coming to life at Canada's beautiful facility, Riverside International Speedway, built by John Chisholm back in 1969. This Riverside Speedway is a marvel to see in person. Everyone needs to come to Riverside and check this place out. But I'll tell you, we got a boatload of race fans here at this facility to watch tonight's Lucas Oil 150 here at Riverside. So glad you could tune in, race fans. And don't forget to tweet us. We'll give you a shout-out throughout the course of the program. Got to thank Susie Q back in the Racetime Radio Studio for getting us all wired up worldwide so we could bring you this coverage. And we're really excited to do so. Jerry Paxton overlooking turns 1 and 2. Jerry, the command has happened. The cars are ready to roll.
And we know they're going to take a couple of laps around to get a little bit of heat in those engines, get the tires up to pressure if they can do that on a pace lap. But this is going to be a wild race tonight. These guys have really shown a lot of speed this afternoon. It's a different condition, but a little bit cool, which is going to make good horsepower. Great grip in the racetrack. There's very little humidity. A clear sky. I don't think you could ask for a better race night. This one is going to get wild. And you know what? If we can get through the first 10 laps, this one's going to be great.
You know, Josh, this can be one of those changeable races. We see it in the Pro Stock Tour all the time. Not necessarily are we looking right now at the way this race is going to finish. In a lot of series, who starts up front usually finishes up front. Not so on the Pro Stock Tour. We've seen some diversification in this series. You see some of the young guns coming from the back. You get a real mix. Who knows what we're going to see at the end of this one?
Well, and that's what's so much fun with this Maritime Pro Stock Tour. And there are a couple of narratives coming into tonight's race. First of all, let's look at the practice times. We know that Chisholm and Blankhorn were going spot for spot up and down that board in practice. Chisholm ultimately coming out with the fast time of the day. And they had a little preview of a battle there in qualifying. Tonight, I would think it's not about who's going to pick up the pace. It's who's going to fall off the least. Who's got the equipment to go the distance, keep the tires under them, and get there with those fast times. The other narrative, Joe, we know coming in tonight is the points race. This is the second to last race of the season for the Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Cole Butcher has got a pretty built lead there at the front, but the battle in second, third, fourth with Sean Turple, Craig Slonwhite, and Dylan Blankhorn is intense. We're talking about under 10 points between them, and I got to tell you, pre-race, going to the line, Dylan Blankhorn looked very focused tonight, all business. They've been working on that car all season. This is maybe the happiest he's been so far, and he wants to get that piece back under the black and white.
Speaking of young guns in this Pro Stock Tour, we got to put a shout out right now to the guy that's going to start on the outside pole for tonight's Lucas Oil 150. He comes all the way from Newfoundland. The 48 of Waylon Farrell has got his best starting spot of 2018.
I will interrupt you. He started on the pole at Petty 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. We were
second there. Best start.
Okay, as we are live, the 48, the point I'm trying to make, how about the effort today at Riverside and the position that youngster is going to get? He hasn't really seen that position here at Riverside ever before.
Oh, definitely not. And that kid has learned so much. The leader in the X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year, Chase, has we get ready to double up, we want to congratulate Torsec Lightning Car point leader Steve Matthews and Stanley Miller, winners of the 50-50 tonight of over $2,700.
Can you imagine that? Good job for Steve Matthews.
The rounds are on Steve tonight.
As the field all doubles up here tonight at Riverside International Speedway, all behind that beautiful Dartmouth Dodge Hellcat. And, man, you can see that car coming, Jerry, from a long, long way back.
And that's without all those lights on it. That is one beautiful race car. And I know it's not a race car, but it sure sounds and looks like one.
It's going to feel like a race car. You can almost guarantee it. We got Alan Curry, I believe, behind the wheel. Timmy?
Ladies and gentlemen, this time by, we want you on your feet. Grab your hats, grab your jackets, grab your programs. Let's give these drivers a wave off. Come on, everybody on your feet. Get to waving. They'll wave back at you, saluting you for coming out and supporting them in round number 11, the Lucas Oil 150. Come on, Beer Garden. I know you can hear me.
How about that? All the way around this big, beautiful facility, Riverside International, looked like the wave, only it was the other type of wave.
Absolutely.
That was you.
My button, not yours.
Your button, not mine. As the field all comes back to, how about 55 years next week for Art Steeves, Hall of Famer on the starter stand, along with Rob Bonus in his traditional and patented shorts.
I think Jerry mentioned it. It's got a lot cooler. There's no humidity in the air. We've been dealing with humidity the whole month of August, and it's cool outside right now. I felt it down there during the sports night. It's going to get even cooler now, and speaking of cool, it's about to get hot. Art Steeves rolls up the green flag.
And how about it? Man, if you're an engine underneath one of these race cars' hoods, the only thing you're going to be seeing is, that cool air. It's got to feel good. The horsepower is coming up. And I know Jerry Paxton will be vibrating down in turns number one and two, because the next voice you're going to hear is that of Paris, Ontario's Jerry Paxton. Take us to the green.
On a turn four down the front straightaway, green is in the air, and we are racing. They are side by side. Three turns, one and two. Farrell on the outside in the 48, trying to get a jump on the 89er Donald Chisholm, and Chisholm holding that bottom line. This is going to be a war.
Waylon Farrell's got a head full of steam as he pushes it hard on the outside lane. Out of two now, the drag race down the back straightaway. Donald Chisholm fighting hard in the Celtic 489, but Waylon Farrell are not giving him an inch. They're still door-to-door as they cross the stripe for lap two.
Coming across the stripe, the 89er Donald Chisholm had that lap that time, but Waylon Farrell continues to roll the top. He'll get a great exit at a corner number two. Chisholm pulls even down the back straightaway. The 89 to the inside, trying to take it away from the rookie on the outside. Drag race to the line. Donald Chisholm leads lap three.
If you don't like hearing the words side by side, well, you're going to have to turn it off, because I'll tell you what, this is side by side all the way through, as Donald Chisholm now gets a commanding, 10-foot lead back to the stripe, and the 29 of Proud, along with the 49 of Farrell, and the 67 of Blankhorn, are all knotted up at the front as they run pretty well nose to tail and side by side.
And if you want to talk about side by side games of chicken, that's what's going on right now as these drivers battle for position back in fourth and fifth, as Dylan Gosby goes to the outside trying to get around the 53 of Cole Butcher.
Let's have a look at who's on the move. 67, Dylan Blankhorn fought his way to the inside lane. They started to line up on the inside. That's what hung Waylon Farrell out. He finally found a gap. He pulls in behind the 67. 91 at Gosby. He's next in line on the outside. No friends up high right now, as Jonathan Hicken will line up behind the 53 of Cole Butcher. They're trying to get by the 91, but Gosby, finding speed off turn two, will close the door and get his way down in line.
And now Jonathan Hicken takes a peek to the inside of the 53 of Butcher. They'll go side by side for about position number six. The 53 holding that top side, the five of Hicken to the inside, and just ahead of them, here comes the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Gosby looking for fifth on Darren McKinnon.
So far, the low line, the bottom of the racetrack, has been the fastest way to get around it. But already a couple of drivers looking to the outside, going to try it again and see how it works. Cole Butcher in the 53 is one of them. Craig Slotlight in the 99, another. Sean Turple in the zero. All giving that outside line a little test. They get back in line very quickly. It's not ready yet.
Up in front, it is open asphalt for the 89 of Donald Chisholm, a commanding pace, but full in his rearview mirror, that big red Dodge of Greg Proud. Proud following the 89's line through turn number two. He'll race down the back straightaway trying to close the gap. They are in sync, but about a half a car length separates the 89 and the 29.
Greg Proud has had raw speed all season long here at Riverside, but not the finishes to show. That 29 of Greg Proud reeling in that 89 of Donald Chisholm, one car length between them as they work around Riverside International Speedway. 13 laps completed, and it's single file all the way back to Langell and Noggle battling well outside the top 10.
And we are quite accustomed to seeing one car or another have better cornering. Not so between those two cars fighting for the battle at the front of the field. They are not giving up an inch to one another. There is less than a car length. That distance does not vary as they crank off the laps.
A challenge is worth is shaping up. It's the Battle of the Islands. The Rock driver, Waylon Farrell in the 48. Against a couple of the Potato Posse, the 18, Darren McKinnon, the 91 of Dylan Gosby. The Island drivers hooked up right now, nose to tail, as they together may try and chase down Dylan Blankhorn.
Quarter.
Just behind them, the 53 of Butcher to the inside of the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Hicken clears them down into corner number 1. The 53 will fight back on the inside line. Slonwhite looks on from behind them. And oh, by the way, Jared Butcher has his hands completely full with the reigning Tour champion, Sean Turple.
You're clear behind them. Good job. Now go chase them.
And there is quite a battle going on for 4th and 5th. As the 90, or sorry, make that the 48 of Waylon Farrell has got the 18 of Darren McKinnon right on his back bumper, and riding right behind him, the number 91 of Dylan Gosby. Those three, throw a blanket over, you got them all.
The 53 car of Cole Butcher, the current points leader in the Pro Stock Tour, has been shuffled to the back of the top 10, currently running in ninth position. We're not used to seeing the 53 going backwards, but guys, he is starting to make his way forward once again, climbing now to the back bumper of the 99, Greg Slonwhite. 53 being very patient as he watches them pull out in front of him.
And there's a driver that's on the move. The 99 is Slonwhite looking to the inside of the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Hicken was coming to the front, but now the 99 trying to swap positions just in front of them. Waylon Farrell on the outside of the 18 of Darren McKinnon. The Shaw's towing number 18, looking to pick up one more spot and move to 4.
21 laps complete of tonight's Lucas Oil 150 live from Riverside International Speedway. Welcome aboard, everybody. What a race we've got in front of us. Tim, no desperation yet. We got a lot of hot cars back in the field. They don't look like they're panicking just yet. Still got lots to go.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. There's a long way to go in this one, as you mentioned. The 89 of Donald Chisholm, the 29 of Greg Proud. About two car lengths between them, and then about a half straightaway back to Blankhorn. Then about a half straightaway back to this battle that's a side-by-side stack too deep. Farrell holding on to fourth. The 18 of Darren McKinnon continues to fight to the inside. But Joe, driver on the move, Craig Slonwhite.
Absolutely no doubt. How about the number 89 of Donald Chisholm? Man, he is having a great run so far. Comes back to the line at 25 laps, click on by. The 29 of Proud, Jerry, isn't letting that 89 Ford get too far away.
The 29 of Proud is staying right with that 89 of Donald Chisholm. He has not given him any lead room whatsoever, but Chisholm now starting to run into the traffic, and that could shake things up in a big hurry. We're watching closely because that is a three-car battle he's about to get it come up on, and those drivers, nobody wants to move over to let him go by.
Position change for fourth. The 99 of Craig Slonwhite came alive in the outside lane, and he battled a white-knuckle 48 of Waylon Farrell about three laps until the 99 was able to clear on the outside. 99 now pulling away by a couple of car lengths on a five-car knot behind him. Darren McKinnon on the outside of the 48 Waylon Farrell, and in McKinnon's mirror is the 53 of Cole Butcher pushing that 18 car forward.
Butcher begins to bring that 53 a little closer to the front of the field. The 48 of Waylon Farrell now to the inside of the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. The 91 of Gosby has slipped back to the rear of this little battle, but the zero car of Sean Turple is the one now coming to the front. He sits in position number 10 with about fourth place sitting right ahead of him.
And things are heating up all over the racetrack. There are battles everywhere. And right now, oh, trouble down the back straightaway. The 21 of Pierce gets turned around, and the 32 of Sarah McKay, light contact, but the bottom two lanes of the racetrack are plugged. The caution flag is out. Everybody's going to slow it down and take a deep breath.
And they were about to go one lap down, I believe, just ahead of your leader. The leaders, Donald Chisholm and Greg Proud, setting a blistering pace up in front of the 21. We'll loop it around. And Dylan, I've seen you grab the microphone. What did you see there?
Well, I just saw the 21 get a little loose, but then Sarah McKay ran into the 21. Oh, by the way, I'm Dylan Langell. I should maybe called Phil because I fill in sometimes. Joe went out for a second. He says, Dylan, get in here and come in.
Boys, the captain needed to grab a fresh Pepsi.
We understand that.
Jerry,
really?
What did you see over in turn two? Because that's really right in your corner on the exit.
I was looking right down the back straight away, and Sean Pierce, just simply the 21 car went around. It was that simple and that quick, and everybody just went to the high side. Sarah McKay was down on the low side, and she just didn't have anywhere else to go with the rest of the traffic.
What's the debris look like right now in the top of that turn? If you can see inside the wall there, I'm not sure what your viewpoint is, but looks a little dirty up there from me looking across the racetrack.
Well, there's a lot of marbles at the top of the racetrack, and some of them are pretty big. You're looking at some, you know, 2 and 3 inch pieces of rubber coming off the tires. That's how hard they've been working these cars today. So there's their top groove. I think it was just starting to come in. We were watching drivers go to the outside. But we'll see now if it cools down a little bit. That could all change very quickly.
Sean Pierce going to return to the racetrack. They looked under the hood of that 21 briefly, and now they're going to head back out to the racetrack. The 51 of Braden Langell was on pit road. They're looking underneath the rear end of the 08 car, Nicholas Noggle. They'll pull that car back to the end of pit road and back to competition. So, Dylan, it looks like all the race cars that we started with in the 150 still on the racetrack.
Well, so far so good, I suppose. And I mean, 29 laps in, it's been very exciting. Donald Chisholm, the man to beat so far right off the bat. I was on the track when they started, not literally on the track, beside it. That'd be pretty dangerous, but he pulled away right from Greg Proud right off the bat. Proud is still hanging in though, but as you said, the 99, that car is a coming up a quick.
21 as Sean Pierce returns to pit road. Kelly McIntyre, it looks like, Jerry, are they looking at stagger maybe on this side? He's got a stagger gauge out.
That was the side that Sarah McKay did hit. Just touched a little bit when Pierce did come around the right front. So maybe looking at some damage on that number 21.
Field will double up here and get ready to go back to green. Our first caution period of the evening on lap number 29 will be 30 laps completed when we go back to green for the Lucas Oil 150. Your top 10 include Donald Chisholm and Greg Brown. The top two have been the class of the field so far, albeit it is early in this one. Dylan Blankhorn in a third. Craig Swanwhite has been the one on the move, sitting in position number 4 with Darren McKinnon in position number 5 with Cole Butcher, Jonathan Hicken, Waylon Farrell, Dylan Gosby, and the zero of Sean Turbin in the top 10. Boys, that's a stacked top 10.
It's a very interesting field as you look at it right now, and it's going to get a lot more interesting in a few seconds when they start this up again. But we have tightened everybody up, but it's also forced some of those guys to the top of the racetrack. And as I said, I'm not sure that top groove is ready yet. We're going to find out in a big hurry. But look for the guys on that bottom lane. They're going to do everything they can to make sure the guys in the top don't squeeze in.
Lights are out on the Hellcat as he pulls off to the safety of the pits. Up in front, Donald Chisholm will once again assume leadership duties. Beside him, the 29 of Greg Proud. They hit the loud pedal. We go back racing.
Proud gets that jump on the outside, down into corner number 1, and he'll take the lead away from Donald Chisholm. Chisholm fighting back, but Proud will storm to the lead down the back.
That was the restart he wanted. He is pulling away from both the 89 and the 99, but Swanwhite working on the outside of Donald Chisholm, trying to grab second spot in turn 2.
And I take my words back. The outside lane is ready. That's where the fast cars are all running now. Greg Proud in that 29 is taking the lead. Donald Chisholm goes up the racetrack into that higher groove. The 99 is Swanwhite right behind him. Then the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn will start doubling them up with the 18 of Darren McKinnon and the 53 of Cole Butcher.
And this is where we're going to find the proof as Cole Butcher's up high all alone. Darren McKinnon racing him hard on the inside lane. Butcher right now has gained a half a car length. He's come around on the high side out of 2. And it is looking good for the tilt load. 53, Cole Butcher up to position 5 and about 2 car lengths back of the 67, Dylan Blankhorn.
The 5 of Jonathan Hicken watches that battle just ahead of him. Behind, Sean Turbo looking to the inside of Waylon Farrell. Robbie McEwen beginning to come to the front to the inside of Jared Butcher. Some quick side-by-side battles, but up in front,
We got a change for third row in Blankhorn looking at Slonwise.
Cole Butcher sealed the deal. He's in front of the 18 McKinnon, but your top four pulling away from the rest of the field, especially the 29 and the 89. That restart was Greg Proud's friend in this case, but Donald Chisholm right in trail behind the 29.
And guys, the number 48 of Waylon Farrell started on the outside pole. He's back right now. He's fighting to hold on in ninth as the zero of Sean Turple works underneath him. And Turple trying to steal that spot and get up into that top 10 just a little more solid. They are still side by side. Ahead of them, another side by side battle. The 91 of Gosby and the 5 of Hicken. This racetrack, you got two full racing lanes.
Just ahead of the caution, we commented on the 99 of Craig Slonwhite coming to life on that outside lane. Well, he's picked up about a half a car length off the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Slonwhite running in second, trying to close ground on the leader battle, where Proud continues to have 89 Donald Chisholm follow him around Riverside Speedway.
And guys, Craig Slonwhite started 14th on this field. 30 laps up, we got one around. It's Waylon Farrell on the high side.
Yeah, he just got loose at the exit of turn two, but no harm, no foul, no contact with any cars or the wall, and he'll go to the tail end of the field.
And guys, we talked about two racing lanes. Yeah, there are. They're near the bottom, though. You get up into the marbles, which is what happened to Waylon Farrell. He got up into that third lane on the racetrack. It's kind of dirty up there, and once you get up there, traction goes away in a big hurry, and the car becomes almost impossible to hold on to.
Caution flag number two out on the Lucas Oil 150. We'll step away for just a few moments' time and bring you back to some more racing action from the Maritime Pro Stock Tour at Riverside on Racetime Radio.
Hey, this is Ron Sheridan. Racetime Radio will be right back.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakam.
If you stop for 1 minute and think that you're going to stay ahead, you are absolutely kidding yourself, because everybody in that garage is trying to catch up. So as a team, when you have an advantage, you have to make sure that you motivate your people and make sure you reiterate to your people, we have to keep pushing forward, because if you sit on your hands, you will get left behind in this deal in about 6 weeks.
Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakam, heard exclusively on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro. It all comes down to one intense race to decide the 2018 Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour Championship.
Tighten them up, because this is going to get wild.
Join us live Saturday, September 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern. It's the Dartmouth Dodge 200 live from Scotia Speed World.
All right, man, you're ready to go.
Who will have their name etched into Canadian racing history.
You are the man!
Tune in Saturday, September 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern.
It's going to be real interesting.
Only on racetimeradio.com.
Good job, driver, good job!
Rebellion became the foundation of the first generation of classic rock. Classic Vinyl, Channel 26.
On Channel 25, Classic Rewind brings you the second generation. Classic rock.
From the vinyl
to cassette era.
Hear it.
Commercial free.
On Sirius XM.
Baseball. Baseball. Every pitch of the 2018 season on SiriusXM. Add your hometown call with dedicated team channels on the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to Riverside, and we are going back green in the Lucas Oil 150. Greg Proud and Donald Chisholm on the front row, and Proud sends it down into corner number one, and we funnel it out of two, and looks like Greg Proud and Donald Chisholm 1-2 again.
Oh, it's same story. Different lap. They get a great start, both Chisholm and Proud. But look at Slonwhite and the number 67, Blankhorn. Whoa, the 99, speaking of the devil, gets a little loose and loses third position to Blankhorn.
Down the front straightaway once again, the 29 of Greg Proud in control. the 89 of Donald Chisholm, about a car length behind, and he wishes that's where Dylan Blakehorn was as Blakehorn pops out from behind him going into turn number three. Blakehorn on the move. He is up in the second. Chisholm will fall back to third.
That looked like a little bit of Black Betty ram and jam as he came around the back end of the 89 of Donald Chisholm. Now closing in on the 29 of Greg Proud, who's got to get that big red Dodge moving because the 67 is coming. 89 of Chisholm running in third spot. Then the 99 of Swanway hanging on with Darren McKinnon knocking on his door.
Single file all the way back to position number 8 where the 91 of Dylan Gosby holds the outside of Kent Vincent in car number 8. Vincent was on the move prior to that caution flag. He'll gain one more spot. Gosby goes directly to the inside, tried to cross him over. Can't do it there. Will continue to be single file for about your top 10 as they file in on lap 44.
Greg Proud in the 29 is pulling away from the 67, but that 67, Dylan Blakehorn, I don't know if he found some extra horsepower on that restart because he charged past Donald Chisholm on lap 45 of the Lucas Oil 150.
Back in fourth position, the number 99 of Craig Slonwhite leads a big train of cars. Darren McKinnon is right behind him, behind McKinnon, the 53 of Cole Butcher. And then the 5 of Hicken, the 8 of Vincent, the 91 of Gosby. They are all nose to tail. They are tight racing and going after it.
Lots of racing room now around this third mile asphalt high banked oval. And one of the cars on the move is the two-time IWK champion, Kent Vincent. The number 8 machine restarting in 10th is up to 8. And he's not done yet as Vincent running up on the 5 of Jonathan Hicken.
The 91 of Dylan Gosby has been on the move these last couple laps. He's to the back bumper. The 8 car of Kent Vincent is... They continue to conveyor belt around this racetrack. First side-by-side battles outside the top 10 with Pierce and McKay. Looks like these guys up front don't content to ride.
Meanwhile, the 67 was passed by Donald Chisholm again. That 89 Ford powering past the 67 on lap 50. We're a third of the way in the Lucas Oil 150. Greg Proud has led a good chunk of this race, and he has a great lead over the 89.
And a lot of strength being shown by that 89 Ford of Donald Chisholm as he got around the 67 of Blakehorn. Blakehorn had to really pile on the binders into turn number 1 as he was trying to take the high line, but had just too much speed. The 89 of Chisholm was underneath him, and he got the spot. Now he's Chisholm trying to chase down the 29 of Greg Proud. And that big red Dodge, it's not showing any signs of weakness whatsoever. He's got about a 5-car length lead on Chisholm, and he's not intending to give up any of it.
Back in the top 10, we've got a 3-way dance from 7, 8, 9. It is the 5-car, Jonathan Hicken with a miracle on the 8 of Kent Vincent. Then the 91, Dylan Gosby, who's bobbing inside and out. He wants to get around the both of them, and it's a great seesaw battle right now as those three cars duke it out in the back half of the top 10.
Top 5 single file all the way back to that little... 3-way foray, the 91 of Dylan Gosby still on the back bumper, the 8 car. Oh, hard hit for Waylon Farrell down the front straightaway. That was big. Yellow flag will fly, driver's side impact, and going to back it down the racetrack. Man, oh man, that was a hard hit.
That was a hard lick. He went into that inside wall with a head of speed and a lot of grass and dirt thrown up in turn 1 on lap 54, the Lucas Oil 150, the 48. Farrell, hard contact into the inside wall.
Jerry, did you see what happened there?
No, couldn't see all of it. All I saw was Farrell going into the wall. He is climbing out of the car now, but as you mentioned, a lot of damage on that car. He kind of pancaked it, I think, with that car, but definitely a little bit more damage on the left front corner. And, man, did he tear up the dirt. There's a lot of sod and dirt and grass. The lower level of that racetrack entering turn 1, not so good at the moment.
It's going to take a while to clean this one up. The good news is Waylon Farrell is out of the car. He is okay. We'll step away on Race Time Radio. We'll bring you back to some live racing in a moment.
Hi, this is Johnny Benson. You're listening to Race Time Radio.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, Channel 167.
It all comes down to one intense race to decide
the 2018
Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour Championship.
Tighten them up, because this is going to get wild.
Join us live
Saturday, September 15th
at 3 p.m. Eastern. It's the Dartmouth Dodge 200. live from Scotia Speed World.
All right, man, you're ready to go.
Who will have their name etched into Canadian racing history?
Ah, you are the man!
Tune in Saturday, September 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern.
It's going to be real interesting.
Only on racetimeradio.com.
Good job, driver, good job!
Mad Dog Sports Radio is opinionated, passionate sports talk with a bite from the hijinks of the morning men.
I bet your parents do it too. They go big bulk shopping.
Hey, so
I got 50 jars of duck sauce.
We don't even eat duck sauce.
But I got a good deal.
To the insight of Adam Schein.
Bill Belichick is the best coach in the history of sports.
Not NFL.
Sports.
And the animated energy of the Mad Dog himself,
Mad Dog.
Christopher Russo.
This is the channel to talk about your favorite sports team. Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82, or anytime on the Sirius XM app.
Racetime Radio is fueled by BP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. K&K Insurance, ensuring the world's fun. Dawson Dental Centers, get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca.
What can I do for you?
My name is Elizabeth Cook. I have a show called Apron Strings over in Outlaw Country.
Okay.
Playing a lot of old outlaw country music, cool. A lot of new outlaw country music. Cool. We talk about all kinds of important things like how to get gum out of the pillowcase.
Shoot, I don't...
Where do Venus flytraps come from? Do you need a chakra cleanse?
A what?
This is your formal invitation to listen to me, Elizabeth Cook, 10 to 2 p.m. weekdays on Outlaw Country. It's Channel 60 and streaming on the new and improved Sirius XM app.
Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakam.
If you stop for 1 minute and think that you're going to stay ahead, you are absolutely kidding yourself, because everybody in that garage is trying to catch up. So as a team, when you have an advantage, you have to make sure that you motivate your people and make sure you reiterate to your people, we have to keep pushing forward, because if you sit on your hands, you will get left behind in this deal in about 6 weeks.
Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakam. Heard exclusively on Sirius XM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Racetime Radio.
Only on Sirius XM 167.
We get you closer.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro.
Got the need for speed.
They're racing door to door in turn four.
Then you've come to the right place.
It's Racetime Radio
with your host, Joe Chisholm.
Morning, dickhead. Moron.
Welcome back to Racetime Radio and Riverside International Speedway. The Lucas Oil 150 under caution on lap number 54 for a hard hit from Waylon Farrell. The good news is that Waylon is okay. The bad news is that the car is not. Cars can be repaired. We've got a ton of mud, got a ton of dirt, grass, and now stay dry down in corner number one.
Well, in golfing, there's things called divots. When you swing the club and you take up more ground than hitting the ball, it's essentially what happened here. Lots of dirt, turf, a surf and turf inside turn one, but the track crews here cleaning that up with a lot of fluid as well, as you were saying, Tim, a lot of stay dry, which has been used very regularly tonight, including the East Coast Mini Stock Tour, the Napa Sportman Series, and now tonight with the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
Jerry, Josh, pit road's been a very busy place. We noticed from up here Cole Butcher was down to put fuel in the race car. What else did you guys see down there?
That was the big one, Tim. We were watching up here wondering what they were working on when they started on the left rear corner, and then they went through two gas cans going into the car. Conferring with the 8 team right now, and I will check with 53's team, but we're guessing he ran out of fuel. It looks like someone may have forgot to top it up or something. The other car that was right here right by us was the 5 car. Jonathan Hicken came in. They got that one jacked up, worked on the right side. He went out again without issue. Both of those cars restarting towards the back of the field.
And sorry to say, Tim, I am on the outside of the racing track tonight, not on the pit, so I really can't see any activity on pit road. I'm on the opposite side of that. Guys, you know, earlier tonight, we were watching the East Coast Mini Stocks, and we were talking about Lucas Oil, and we said, wow, guys who run those mini stocks, I hope they're running the Lucas Oil stabilizer product in it, because the RPMs they're turning and the way they're working those engines, I think that's the only thing that's going to keep those engines alive.
You better believe that they do run those in those race cars as we continue to work in the stay dry down in turns one and two.
They should have that cleaned up in a few minutes here, but another hard lick at Riverside International Speedway. The 48, Waylon Farrell, who did get out of the car, he is okay, but his number 48 machine, not okay. Just right in front of us in the announcer booth, the crew taking a look here. Don't know if it'll be back on the track later tonight. We're just over a third of the way in the Lucas Oil 150, and the car tonight has been the 29, Greg Proud.
The 89 of Donald Chisholm has been good as well. The 67 of Blinkhorn in third. The 99 of Slawn White all the way up from 14th place in the starting grid 54 laps ago all the way up to fourth. And the 18 of Darren McKinnon as they pace in position number five. And, Joe, I want to say hello to Pat Healy. He's from the Weekly Press and the Laker, does our Twitter at Scotia Speed World on Friday nights. He brought me a foot-long hot dog.
I am
very happy.
A man after your heart, Tim Terry.
Pretty much.
Tough hit for the 48 of Farrell. Man, you got a feel for that team. They would have been so excited to start this race on the outside pole, but you know what? If there's anything I've learned about that 48 driver, there is no quit in that race team, and look at the progress that team has made this year. It's phenomenal.
Lots of resilience in that 48 team, and they'll get that car back together. I know they have a shop outside of Truro, and they'll go back and piece that car together for the Dartmouth Dodge 200 coming up in 1 week time. And Maritime League of Legends Tour going to join us finale Friday, also at Scotia Speed World on the Friday night. So this is it's going to be an interesting weekend next weekend, but we still got some great racing to go here. Just under 100 laps to go.
Yeah, 54 laps complete, and the field here tonight, every one of them, like rocket quick. Look at how far back the 53 is currently. He's at what, sixth spot is what they've got him on the board.
But he pitted for fuel.
So back he goes,
yep,
right?
Absolutely.
No halfway break tonight in this race.
No hot dog break tonight.
None.
Unless you're Pat Healy and you bring us hot dogs.
They got to go straight through. How you making out down there, Josh? You shivering yet?
I'm pretty sure that was the first food reference of the night. I was wondering when it was going to happen. No, Joe, it's warm down here in the pits, man. It's still summertime. It's not fall yet. We're in light jackets.
Just light jackets. That's the way to have it. Don't forget, next weekend, a week tonight, we're going to crown the Parts for Trucks champion. We're going to do it at Scotia Speed World in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. It's going to be a huge night. Tim, it always is.
It's a huge weekend. We've got six champions to crown on Friday night as a part of the CarStar Weekly Racing Series. Finale Friday presented by Classic Freight. Going to have Nicholas Noggle join me on the call on that one. I'm excited for that one. And then on Saturday, the Maritime League of Legends Tour also crowns their champion. That one is close. Emily Meehan, Shelby Baker, and whoever's driving the 12th car for Farrell's Racing. It was Adam Meehan at the start of the season. Sam Rogers has been doing the other races outside of Scotia Speed World. I've heard four or five different names in that race car on Saturday. Whatever it is, it'll be a really tight points battle. Atlanta Fleet Completion Center 50 Dartmouth Dodge 200, and you can hear it all on Saturday on Racetime Radio.
Absolutely. Dylan, you're a busy cat here on dirt. What's happening with you guys to the end of the year?
Well, we are racing tomorrow. Tim, you're coming down to the Annapolis Valley. We have, I believe, our sixth race of the season, and we race right up until Thanksgiving, Joe. We race right up until the middle of October, pretty much. So we still got a lot of racing to go, but it's our bi-weekly racing series. We'll have four cylinders, eight cylinders, modified trucks on the dirt in the middle of the woods of the Annapolis Valley.
Unbelievable. Sounds like lots of great races. Don't forget, if you're in Ontario, we're talking dirt racing. Don't forget about the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. They come up next weekend. So if you happen to head for the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals, take along your iPhone, your earbuds, and you'll be able to take in the Dartmouth Dodge 200 at the same time.
And before we go back, Green, need to say hello to Lawrence Hopper. I know he was tuned in a little bit earlier on, and I know he wants to hear his name because he always likes to hear his name, right?
He is our man. Guaranteed. Lawrence, next weekend, buddy.
39th wedding anniversary with Barb yesterday.
Oh, really?
So
really?
Happy anniversary to them. And I know they're celebrating at home, date night around the radio, whatever device they're listening to Racetime Radio.
Dynamite stuff. Lawrence, you know it, brother. We'll see you next weekend, and I can't wait for it. As Art Steves indicates to the field, one to go. Lights go out atop of the Dartmouth Dodge. Hellcat and Alan Curry slides it through the dirt a wee bit. He's heading off to safety. He's going to tuck the car behind pit wall as the field of Pro Stocks here in the Lucas Oil 150 live. Riverside International Speedway, 54 in the book, side by side. And boom, just like that, the green flag is back out.
And Greg Proud is on the move. Down low, he gets through, turns one and two. He's got the 89er Donald Chisholm leaning on the outside. But still, now the 29, as they go to turns three and four, just edges ahead of the 89. Behind them, the 67 of Blankhorn, the 99 of Slaughterwhite, and those front four, that is a pack. You couldn't put a blanket over them. You'd have too much blanket.
We got a dogfight in the front of this field. Greg Proud out in front. Donald Chisholm giving it all he's got. Here comes Dylan Blankhorn down low. The 67 car sticking into the inside. Gets outrun out of turn number two. Chisholm closes the door down the back straightaway. Blankhorn back to third. Now the 99. Craig Slaughterwhite will fall in line.
And look who's coming to the front. Hello, Darren McKinnon. McKinnon will move to position number five. Here comes Gosby to the inside. And where did Braden Langille come from? Langille to the inside. The rookie battling with the Iron Man on the tour. Kent Vinson to the outside. And Stevie Lively in the top 10 as well in the 30.
Braden Langille was one of those cars that pitted early and went all the way to the back, and the youngster on the Pro Stock Tour is working his way through the field along with the 91 Gosby, battling with McKinnon to get inside the top 5. And Greg Proud, the number 89 and the 67, the top 3, lap 61 approaching.
Hey guys, back in the field, a few drivers that are trying desperately to make their way to the front, including the number 5 of Jonathan Hicken, the 0 of Sean Turple, and the 53 of Cole Butcher. They've all been shuffled back after pit stops. They're trying to make their way through the traffic, and it's not an easy task.
A battle at the front of the field for the top spot. Here comes Chisholm down low out of turn two. Drag race down the back straightaway. Greg Proud giving it hard on the outside, but Chisholm the advantage out of four. He'll take the lap.
And now the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn tries to get into the fray as well. Looks underneath the Atlantic Dodge Dealer's Dodge, but nothing doing there out of corner number two. Chisholm to the point. Proud back to second by about a half car length. Blankhorn and Slaughterwhite are there.
As they dive into turn one, Donald Chisholm has taken the lead from the 29 and is starting to get away from Greg Proud. Dylan Blankhorn, Black Betty, and that number 67 trying to find a slot to get up to second place, about a half a car length behind the 29, and the 99 is starting to get to this front three.
Donald Chisholm in front by about a car length over the 29, a great crowd. Dylan Blankhorn in that 67, he is now making a move out of turn four down the front straightaway, trying to steal second away from Proud. As they come through one and two, they are door to door down the back straightaway.
Another side-by-side battle just behind. It's the 91, Dylan Gosby throwing it down low against the 18 of McKinnon. They're side-by-side, and then up in front, you still got that battle for second. Blankhorn smokes the brakes down into one.
Two great side-by-side battles for positions here, well within the top 10. The 29 of Proud to the outside of the 67 of Blankhorn. Blankhorn's working that inside line and making it work for Black Betty. Behind them, Gosby has now moved into position number 5. Jared McKinnon and Braden Langille right behind them, but man, oh man, seesaw battle back and forth for second.
69 laps in the Lucas Oil 150. Donald Chisholm is your leader in a great side-by-side battle. The 29 and the 67, Blankhorn and Proud drag racing down. There's a great run from Proud, and he tries getting in front of the 67. Not that time around, but he still hangs on to second place.
And that battle between Blankhorn and Proud is allowing the 89 of Chisholm to simply drive away. He is stretching out the lead as Proud and Blankhorn shuffle back and forth, trying to sort out who is going to run in second and who is going to fall back to third. Behind them, the 99 of Craig Slaughterwhite runs in fourth spot. He'll tighten it up now to the back end of the 67 of Blankhorn.
Have a look at the 91 of Dylan Gosby. All this battling up in front is allowing him to catch that battle. The fifth place car closing the gap to that battle for second. He's coming quick, the 91.
And he's bringing the 18 of McKinnon and the 51 of Braden Langille along with him. But the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn just ahead of them. Looking underneath the 29 of Greg Proud one more time. And Craig Slaughterwhite keeping them on as the 07 of Allison McKinnon goes one more lap down to Chisholm. And the second place battle will catch them down the back.
Donald Chisholm clears McKinnon in the 07. Now the rest of the top of the pack catching up to that slower lapped car. Now they go around the 07 Proud. Single file, the 67 and the 99. They go around the slower car. And most of the field is single file as we approach the halfway point of the Lucas Oil 150.
And right now, Greg Proud in that number 29 is trying to make up some real estate on the 89er Donald Chisholm. He is throwing that car deep into the corners, driving it as hard as he can, staying on the gas, holding on to the momentum, and holding on to that wheel for dear life on the exit, because he is giving that car everything it's got trying to catch Chisholm.
This racing field of the Maritime Pro Stock Tour is split now into two distinct packs. The front seven separated nose to tail, then a bit of a gap back to the eighth spot where we find the eight car of Ken Vincent. He leads Jonathan Hicken, Sean Turnbull, Nicholas Knockle, and the current point leader, the 53 of Cole Butcher. They are hooking up trying to close the gap, but guys, I gotta believe they're biding time and hoping for a caution, because they've got about a half a straightaway back to that first pack.
And half the race to go in this one. 78 laps complete. Will be 79 in the books this time by the 29 of Greg Proud, has stepped into the second groove with that Dodge Power, trying to chase down the 89 of Donald Chisholm. Blinkhorn in third, about a car length back. And a little ways back to Slawn White. Dylan, looks like Slawn White's falling off the pace of those top three just a wee bit.
He came all the way from the middle of the pack to get up to the top five as he loses ground to Dylan Blankhorn and Greg Proud. But Greg Proud has figured out something. That higher line is really working for him, because lap by lap he is gaining on Donald Chisholm. Although not that time around, he did get a little loose in the middle of three and four. Dylan Blankhorn looking on the inside of the 29.
And the big question is going to be, is he going to wear the rubber out trying to get there? And when he gets down to the go time at the very end, will he have enough? Donald Chisholm, very smooth, driving it through as Proud in that 29, push, trying to catch up. Blakehorn in the 67, he's staying right with the 29 to Greg Proud. Then we've got a little bit of a gap back to the 99 of Slawn White. And here's a big question. Is Slawn White playing a little possum, holding back on that race car? We've seen him do it before.
Well, he's going to have to keep his eyes open. The 91, Dylan Gosby, is closing up quick on that 99 of Slawn White. Gosby deep into turn number one, rolls through the center of the corner, gains another half car length in the 99 as they come down the back straightaway.
Your leader is coming up on some lap traffic. They just put a lap on Sean Pierce in car number 21. Leaders work by, and now a gaggle in front of the 89 of Chisholm. It's Robbie McEwen, Allison McKinnon, Sarah McKay, and Jared Butcher on the same half straightaway as your leader. Donald Chisholm has extended that lead now over the 29 of Greg Proud.
Donald Chisholm has to work his way around the 07 and the 40, and that will slow him up just a tad. Greg Proud has been holding steady in second place for about 20 laps now since the restart. Dylan Blankhorn in third, and the rest of the top drivers are single file. Donald Chisholm is now behind the 40 going on the backstretch.
And that lap traffic could have a little role to play here. We'll see how this shakes out. But Robbie McEwen in that number 40 has no sign that he's going to move down out of the way, as Donald Chisholm now rides the back bumper and takes the high line in turn three to get around the 40 of Robbie McEwen.
Hey, Tim, this time by, or if not, catch it next lap, 67, Dylan Blankhorn. Have a look as he goes down into turn one. I've been watching that car. Now, I'm on the inside of the speedway, and I'm looking to the outside. It looks like the right rear corner has a puff of smoke every time he dives down into turn one. Have a look this time as he comes by.
Yeah, the last two times by, just a little bit of smoke coming out of that car. We've seen it earlier in the season. I believe we saw it at the IWK 250 at the end of that race. The 67 of Blankhorn, though, it doesn't seem like it's hindering him at all right now, sitting in position number three, but there's definitely just a wee little bit of smoke. Could it be a tire rub, or could it be something different?
91 laps into Lucas Oil 150. That's something you would not want, as this has been a very long stretch of green flag racing at Riverside International Speedway. Smoke coming out or not, regardless, Blankhorn is still trying to get past Proud in the 29. Your leader, Donald Chisholm, behind Sarah McKay in the 32.
And at the moment, it looks like some of the drivers are settling in to take some laps as they gear up for that final 50, because that's where it's all going to happen. But right now, Donald Chisholm is setting one blistering pace. Greg Proud in the 29 running with them, and Blakehorn drops to the inside as they come around at a turn four down the front straightaway. Blakehorn trying to work the low side of the racetrack. Will exit turn two side by side. They've got a lap car in front. Here comes the test.
Blankhorn's got a great run down to the inside. He's door-to-door with Proud through four, but Sarah McKay, the 32, is stuck in that lower lane. Proud's got the clear spot on the high side. Chisholm, a little bit of a battle in front with the 54 of Jared Butcher that time. That slows the 89. Here comes the 29 on the high side, and he is coming for the 89 car.
The accordion is closing in for your top three. They're putting a lap on Butcher and McKay, are Proud and Blankhorn. Blankhorn wants to the inside of Craig Proud, but they had to get back single file to put a lap on those two race cars. Now Donald Chisholm has clean racetrack until he hits the 30 of Stevie Lively, about a half straightaway or so ahead. And Dylan, I've been watching that 67 of Blankhorn slowly, progressively. It looks like that smoke gets a little bit worse as we go on.
And at the same time, he gets so close to passing Greg Proud as he goes for another shot in turn two. Doesn't get it that time. Tim, that would be a travesty for Dylan Blankhorn as he tries going under the 29 again, side by side down the front stretch into turn one.
If you just tuned in to Racetime Radio, welcome aboard, everybody, live from Riverside. It is the Lucas Oil 150 and a beautiful night. Tim Carey, along with Dylan Langell, we got Jerry Paxton and Josh Paxton, all calling the action as we work. Lap 100, guys, 50 laps left to go in tonight's race, Timmy.
And it's coming down to the end of this one, but keep in mind, we got a battle on our hands up in front. The 89 of Donald Chisholm, the 29 of Greg Proud for these first 100 laps. They've been the class of the field. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn has turned up the wick the last few laps. Those three nose to tail right now as they put another lap on the 07 of Allison McKinnon.
The 29 and the 67 as they are going through all the lap traffic. Gained a lot of ground on your leader, Donald Chisholm, in the number 89. The 29 charging down the backstretch, dives it into turn one. He gets really close to Donald Chisholm. But at the meantime, Dylan Blankhorn is still there.
And this is what those top three were looking for, some racing room, some clear asphalt. They've got it right now. Donald Chisholm doing everything he can to keep that 29 behind him. And Proud doing everything he can to keep the 67 of Blankhorn behind him. The front three running away from the rest of the pack. Craig Swanwood in that 99 in fourth. He's about 10 car lengths behind, and that's where he's staying.
I'd say we're inside the top 50, and it's go time. But let's be honest, these guys came at it hard out of the gate. 105 laps. There hasn't been a calm one yet in this Lucas Oil 150. Donald Chisholm is up in front by about a car length with a side-by-side battle filling his rearview mirror one more time. Dylan Blankhorn down to the inside lane in turn one, trying to get to Greg Proud. Proud, big head of steam out of turn number two, and one more time, the Dodge wins the race to turn three.
With that big power on the outside, Greg Proud is better out of the corner. Dylan Blankhorn seems to enter the corner a little bit better on the inside. Pulls even with Proud through the middle of one and two. Proud gets that power down on the outside. He'll take that position back. And as they do that, Donald Chisholm begins to inch away here.
Well, you got to get up to second place. The problem when you're battling for second, first place gets away from you. Dylan Blankhorn has his hands full with Greg Proud. Proud gets a little loose at a turn two, wiggles a bit. Blankhorn and Proud side by side this time around. He tries clearing him, not there. Proud, as you said, Tim, he is really good on the exit of turn four. Donald Chisholm getting away from your top two drivers.
Can you hear Brad Mandel? He'll be screaming, come on, Dylan Blankhorn, get a move on. And look at this, Dylan Blankhorn to that second spot. But he has got that 29 just glued to the rear deck as the 67 now starts to pull away a bit. Tim, they're coming in on lap traffic.
And a lot of good lap traffic. Nicholas Noggle, Cole Butcher, Sean Turple, and Jonathan Hicken. We're used to seeing those guys up at the front of the field. Well, they're at the front of the field. They're at the tail end of the lead lap. About to go one lap down. If Chisholm continues to set this blistering pace, Sean Pierce also about to go one more lap down.
112 laps complete in the Lucas Oil 150. Unimaginable racing here at Riverside once again. Jerry, this is what it's all about, right here, right now.
You couldn't ask for a closer contest than we're watching right now. Those top three are so close together, and they are not giving up an inch. as they set a pace that is unbelievable. They are about to lap guys we're used to seeing racing with them, and that's not something we're used to seeing. Here at Riverside International Speedway, Donald Chisholm looks like he's going to make it four in a row.
We know the top three, Donald Chisholm in the 89, 67, Dylan Blankhorn, 29, Greg Proud. From there, a bit of a gap to the 99, Craig Slonwhite having a good run. Another small gap to the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Then a three-car dance again in sixth position. It's the 18, Darren McKinnon, a mirror full of the eight-car, Ken Pinson in seventh, and the 51 of Braden Langell. Round out the top 10 with the five-car Jonathan Hickett and the zero of Sean Turple. And finally, we find the 53, the point leader of Cole Butcher in 11th spot, and he is chasing Sean Turple.
Tim, we got a battle for the lead, but how much big picture is it for the 53 of Cole Butcher right now? Is he big picture racing?
I think the 53 is hanging on for dear life right now as he's got the leader just behind him, but the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn has reeled in the 89 of Donald Chisholm as they battle in front of him to stay on the lead lap. Blankhorn sets it up at a two, can't get there to the inside of the 89 and a two, but he is there. Black Betty battling for the lead.
Dylan Blankhorn is trying to get the lead, but when he's going to try and get it, he's going to have the 08, the 53, the 5, and the 0. All very competitive cars in the back of the pack. Donald Chisholm still your leader, coming up to 30 laps to go in the Lucas Oil 150. There's the move by Blankhorn on the inside, not able to get it around. Donald Chisholm is still your leader as they go down the backstretch.
Well, you gotta use patience. Let's see how much patience is packed in to the seat of the 67. Jerry, I don't know how much he's got, but he's gonna have to exercise it with 121 laps complete.
And now they start closing in on those lap cars. The good news, these are the guys that are experienced racers. They're likely to get out of the way. Their spotters are going to tell them the leader is coming and he is on your tail. They're very likely to get out of his way and give him some room. It may not be as big a battle, but at the moment, it's all Donald Chisholm and Dylan Blankhorn, along with the 29 of Greg Proud. They are lighting this place up.
And just to prove Jerry wrong, Jonathan Hicken went to the outside lane and got side by side with the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. They are battling for a back run position in front of the 89 of Donald Chisholm. Finally, Hicken comes around. He'll get back in line. Chisholm may have a shot now on the outside lane, but here comes Blankhorn looking down low. Now Blankhorn swings up high.
He's looked high, he's looked low. Oh, five cars sideways ahead of the leaders. He saves it. We stay green. What a piece of driving by not only Jonathan Hicken, but your two leaders. And now Donald Chisholm in car number 89 has about a car length lead on Dylan Blankhorn.
Less than 25 laps to go. The five got loose. He had his hands full, but the leaders get around. No harm, no foul. Dylan Blankhorn, man, oh man, he is knocking on the door. Let me pass you, Donald Chisholm. They work their way around Noggle. They're going to clear the lap car. Less than 25 laps to go in the Lucas Oil 150, but still a lot of lap cars in their way.
The long green flag run that we're used to seeing in the Parts for Trucks Tour is happening right here, right now at Riverside. I can't believe I'm going to say this, guys, but the leaders are rolling in on the zero car of Sean Turple to put him down the lap. That's unheard of.
Those leaders are setting one incredible pace. The cars that they have put a lap down tonight, we haven't seen in a very long time. Dylan Blankhorn in that 67, he is doing everything he can to find a way around the 89 of Donald Chisholm. Chisholm is not giving him an opportunity. He has been perfect behind the wheel, holding the line, making sure there's no room for Blankhorn to get the nose of that 67 inside.
We are inside, 20 laps to go in the Lucas Oil 150 at Riverside International Speedway. Donald Chisholm and Dylan Blankhorn, the class of the field all day long. In practice, Chisholm was running 14 twos. At the top of the night, we said, who is going to fall off the least? We haven't seen anybody fall off yet, and it's getting even hotter up front. That's last time by Blankhorn, shaking down the 89 car.
The 67 of Blankhorn is there on the 89. Stevie Lively will go one more lap down here in car number 30 as the 89 takes the outside of the Eastern Drainage 30 car. Blank cord sucked up tight to the Celtic Ford as they drive it down into corner number one. Two really good cars in front of them, Robbie McEwen and Sean Turple. Dylan, it seems like the 89 gets a lead. They come back into lap traffic. The 67 is there, and then he gets a little bit of a bigger lead.
It's a matter of time before Dylan Blankhorn has to put up or shut up, because he has gotten so close to Donald Chisholm, but all the lap traffic, it's helping him but hindering him, because he has to go on the outside line. He has been really good on the lower line. It's not a lot of real estate with all the lap cars. Now they get around the 40. 67, Dylan Blankhorn trying to reel in Donald Chisholm with less than 15 laps to go.
How about this? The zero car, Sean Turple, in the Dexter Municipal Group Chevrolet, is currently sitting ninth on the racetrack. He has got the 89 Nova Celtic Ford, Donald Chisholm, going up the inside and clear right now into turns 3 and 4 along with the 67. We are on lap 137 of the Lucas Oil 150. I'll tell you what, the 67 car is a little bit loose coming off the turn that time, but I see the same thing out of the 89. Guys, we are in for a war in these final 10, 12 laps left to go.
And what had been a three-car race all night has turned into a two-car race between the 89 of Chisholm and the 67 of Blankhorn. The 29 of Greg Proud, he's fallen back about 10 or 15 car lengths. He's still fast, but he can't keep up with those two guys up front. How close is Blankhorn to Chisholm? I think he can smell Donald's aftershave.
Or something along that line. I can guarantee you that. As we work, now at lap 140. Tim, this is incredible.
You've got to go right now if you're Dylan Blankhorn. They're going to come up on some more lap traffic. This one is going to get intense. Blankhorn gets a great exit to corner number four, right up to the 89 of Donald Chisholm. But Chisholm holds that lead position with less than 9 laps to go.
Now to turn four this time. Blankhorn on the bumper of Chisholm one more time. He'll chase him down through one and two. Chisholm getting the run up to the high side of the track. Blankhorn will follow him. In front of the leaders, you've got the 32 of Sarah McKay, 54 of Jared Butcher, and the 51 of Braden Langell. They'll work their way to the bottom. Here come the leaders.
Tim, a lot of tense moments still to come. As of the windshield of that Nova Celtic Ford, he's got Sarah McKay and the number 54 of Jared Butcher. Those will be the next victims to drop a lap here at Riverside as the laps continue to fold away. We're on lap 145, this time at the line, with only 5 circuits left to go.
Joe, the spotters are going to be key here. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn trying to set up that move. You've got two pieces of lap traffic ahead of you. The 89 of Donald Chisholm. This one is his to lose. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn hot on his heels. They put a lap on Pierce. They put a lap on the Allison McKinnon 07. And now they've got clean track for the next 4 laps.
At least that's the way it looks. They should have clear racetrack for the next 4 laps, but there's no guarantee as they start to close in on the 51 of Braden Langell. But those two, the 89 of Chisholm, the 67 of Blankhorn, nobody's getting close to them now. They are still on fire. Both race cars at top performance. I don't think they've dropped off at all.
Out of 4 this time, twin sticks are in the air. Chisholm and Blankhorn, 2 laps to go. Blankhorn, white knuckling right behind the bumper. He takes it from the bottom to the top. Chisholm reacts and throws the block. Down into 3 and 4 they'll come. Here they go. White flag is in the air. Final time around. Blankhorn finds the inside lane. He'll take the lead down into turn number 1. 67 car steals the spot. Chisholm into the bumper. Down the back straightaway they come. Blankhorn collects it into 3. Chisholm diving low. Taps the left rear corner. Final time to the line. Dylan Blankhorn is the winner of the Lucas Oil 150. Donald Chisholm, given it all he's got, will have to settle for second. Greg Proud, the 29, in third. Then the 99 of Greg Slonwhite. The 91 of Dylan Gosby.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable race here to the checkered flag in the Lucas Oil 150. Unbelievable. That's all I could say. Incredible, to say the least. Jerry, what a race.
That was one unbelievable finish. You couldn't see that. Blankhorn and Chisholm, a little contact down in turn number 4 on that second to last lap. That's what changed it all. And Donald, I think Donald was the bigger man. I wasn't sure he wasn't going to take it back and have a little contact of his own on that final lap, but he didn't. And he, Blankhorn, comes home the winner.
Incredible. Here in the Lucas Oil 150, the number 67 of Dylan Blankhorn has done it yet again. Here at Riverside, he picks up the checkered flag, and he will do a victory donut here on the front stretch in front of a capacity crowd at Riverside International Speedway to finish the season here at this big, beautiful track as Tim Terry works his way down to Victory Lane. We have got lots still to come here tonight in the Lucas Oil 150. Man, what a race. Josh, that was unbelievable.
That has got to be one of my all-time favorite calls, Joe. That was just an unbelievable and incredible final two laps. Top three making their way down the front straightaway. And we've got drivers taking helmets off. We'll get a word with our third place finisher, Greg Proud, as he gets ready to get out of the car. Donald Chisholm's down here, the celebration getting ready for race winner Dylan Blankhorn. Quickly stepping in, Greg Proud. And Greg, you were real fast there for about 100 laps, and it just seemed to fall away. Or did the other guys pick it up?
No, I probably raced a little harder earlier than I should and kind of burned the right front on it, I think, and just developed a bit of a push coming on the end and just couldn't get it to come back around. So
we've seen lots of power out of this Dodge all season long. Got to be happy with the podium finish.
Yeah, it's about time. Got to thank all the guys there. We put a lot of effort into this year. It's been pretty frustrating, but back on podium where we belong, we think, and hopefully it'll just keep going forward.
You know you're a top-shelf team when you can put it on the podium and you're still not quite happy.
He has done it here tonight. Jerry Paxton, down to you with our second-place finisher.
Donald Chisholm, you put on one heck of a show tonight, but those last two laps weren't what you were expecting.
No, we had a great race car. We just couldn't roll the middle, I don't think, as well as the 67, and that's where he was catching us. And I did as much mirror driving as I could to keep him behind me, and anyway, I got a pretty good shot there off of four with one to go, and anyway, I guess that's what you do, right? He was probably a little better than we were. Just thank the boys. It's been a tough year, so it's nice to actually finish one of these for a change.
The pace you guys were setting out there, you lapped just about everybody in this field.
Yeah, and I was trying to slow down, actually, to save a little for the end, but anyway, when it's go time, you got to go, I guess, and like I said, we just need a little help getting through the very middle of the corner, and I think we could have got away from the 67. But anyway, good night, good finish, and cars in one piece, which is the second time this year that's actually happened. So we're happy about that.
You take your victories where you can get them. Donald Chisholm bringing it home second tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your Lucas Oil 150 winner, Dylan Blankhorn. Well, walk us through that pass over there in turn four.
Oh, man, his car, I think it tightened up a little bit because he really had to slow up in the middle of the corner, and I really got a run on him on the bottom. I went to the top a few times, and, I mean, the thing just plowed like a dump truck. I think my half-ton handled better, but so I knew it had to happen in the bottom. Just trying to get by all the lap curves took a while just to try to get a, I don't know, 10-car length advantage. Like, oh man, I'm speechless. I'm just glad no one gave up on me. You know, we wrecked the car in PEI, and we didn't put a clip on it for a while, and we put a clip on it ourselves, and it just wasn't up to par. And so we took it down to Van Doren's down in Michigan. Butch and Johnny hooked us up. We still struggled with it, and I mean, you know, Butch never ignored one of my phone calls. We got the thing fast again, and I don't know, just hats off. This guy right here, Jim. Without him, we wouldn't be here right now because he works in the car. I think he worked on it every day this week anyways, or maybe he took one day off. But, you know, everyone's been busy, and just everyone that helps out. It's just want to thank my grandparents, Quinn Flooring, obviously, and just, man, I just didn't expect to win today. Just we struggled with the car so much. Just hats off to everyone, and, man, I'm pumped up.
This is Riverside International Speedway. You have that battle at the end. What does it mean to win here and to beat one of the best in the business here in Donald Chisholm?
I think Rubin's racing. I don't think he'll be too mad, but was he mad in his interview?
I don't think he was.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm happy.
So what are we going to do now? Are we going to go back to Halifax? Now that this thing is back in victory lane, are we going to win the finale at Halifax?
Betty is back, and we're going next weekend to win.
Where's the party tonight now?
The trailer that says Auto Right Service Center on her.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Dylan Blankhorn. What a show put on by these guys and Blankhorn and Chisholm Joe. That was awesome.
Unbelievable. I said it when they crossed the line, and I'll say it 1,000 more times. That was unbelievable. But I also got to say, it's typical. It's typical of the Parts for Trucks Tour. It's typical of Riverside International Speedway. The racing you get here, I'm telling you what, second to none. We've seen it so many times, and we've seen it again tonight at Riverside. Unbelievable racing. Incredible. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more from Riverside. We'll also have the unofficial finish of tonight's race. Don't go anywhere. We will be back in just a couple of moments, live from Riverside International Speedway.
Hi, race fans. I'm Al Bakke from the Saskatoon Stock Car Racing Association. You're listening to Racetime Radio.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
It all comes down to one intense race to decide
the 2018
Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour Championship.
Tighten them up, because this is going to get wild.
Join us live
Saturday, September 15th
at 3 p.m. Eastern. It's the Dartmouth Dodge 200 live from Scotia Speed World.
All right, man, you're ready to go.
Who will have their name etched into Canadian racing history.
You are the man.
Tune in Saturday, September 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern.
It's going to be real interesting.
Only on racetimeradio.com.
Good job, driver. Good job.
Discover a place where the sun and the tunes are shining bright.
This is Jimmy Buffett, and whether I'm traveling by land, by sea, or by air, Radio Margaritaville is my soundtrack.
Immerse yourself in a mix of Jimmy's favorite island music, commercial-free rock, reggae, folk, and live concerts to transport you to an instant warm weather vacation.
It's Radio Margaritaville.
Channel 24 and on the Sirius XM app.
Sirius XM has a commercial-free music channel for when you are ready to proudly fly your freak flag.
We're getting loud and crazy.
Crazy on Ozzy's Boneyard.
It's hard and heavy classic rock, officially sanctioned by the Prince of Darkness himself, Ozzy Osbourne.
I can't believe I got my own channel, man.
Get your AC/DC, Priest, Zeppelin, Iron Maiden, and Van Halen. Oh, and of course, Ozzy.
Ozzy's Boneyard. Sirius XM 38.
Also available online and on the Sirius XM app.
Let's see if we got enough fuel to burn this thing down. Come on.
Nobody gets you closer to the drivers than Sirius XM NASCAR Radio.
Stick a flag here, baby.
All
yeah, baby!
Things racing.
Oh, my God!
Sirius XM NASCAR Radio.
Holy crap, did you see that?
One race at a time.
Left side up.
Jimmie Johnson's blowing the race leader off too!
It's all on Sirius XM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Show them how to burn it down.
Or on your phone when you get out of the car with the Sirius XM app. Taking you all the way to the track and back. It's Racetime Radio. Sirius XM 167. Now, here's Joe.
And we are back with you live at Riverside as the champagne begins to fly in victory lane. Your top three, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, your winner tonight at Riverside. Second, the 89 Nova Celtic Ford of Donald Chisholm. And third spot, how about that, the 29 of Greg Proud. Man, he had a fast race car under him. Just before we get to the final unofficial results, let's hear from, let's start with you there, Mr. Josh Paxson. What do you think of that one, brother?
I'm still shaking, Joe, and I don't know if it's the adrenaline or the cold. That was an incredible finish, and I don't know how you top it next week, but I know the Maritime Pro Stock Tour will. We set off the top that Dylan Blankhorn looked absolutely focused, determined to win, was happy with this car, and wanted to get back on pace. And he did exactly that. Now, he had to take it, and I'll tell you, the closest thing I could think of is I watched it happen. A couple of years ago, IWK 250, one Sean Tucker shaking down a driver in the number 13. What was that guy's name? I think he runs NASCAR.
Starts with a K.
Brad, was it? Brad Keselowski. And he took the spot away, and he went on to win the IWK 250, and we called it a Canadian driving lesson. That's what flashed through my mind. It looked exactly the same. The cup was there, and he took his shot, and he took it. And you know that Donald Chisholm's going to get back to victory lane one way or another. And just an incredible way to finish this Lucas Oil 150.
I know we are in for a thrill next week at Scotia Speed World. Jerry, your thoughts on this Lucas Oil 150?
Well, if anybody thought next weekend was going to be kind of a wash and we didn't have to get excited about the last race of the season, oh, give your head a shake. You saw this tonight. We are ready to rock next weekend. These guys have mixed it up. How many times have you seen Cole Butcher going down the lap or at least in danger of it? It doesn't happen, and he's the points leader. So that tells you what kind of racing we've got. Tonight was an unbelievable show. The pace that was set, the speed these guys were running, it was clean. We saw long green flag stretches, and at the end, I don't think anybody was sitting down at that last lap. It was one heck of a show. Congratulations to Dylan Blankhorn on a win. And Donald Chisholm, man, oh, man, what a race car.
Unbelievable next week. If the stage isn't set, I don't know what will. Tim Terry, give us your thoughts on this one, bud.
That was one of the best finishes we've seen on the tour in a while. And a lot of respect shown by those two. They leaned into each other. They rubbed each other. They didn't wreck each other. Dylan Blankhorn coming home with the win. Donald Chisholm came oh so close. And lots of green flag racing. As a race fan, you saw everything in that race. And we're going to carry it on to Scotia Speed World in 1 week time for the Dartmouth Dodge 200 and the Atlantic Fleet Completion Center 50 for the Maritime League of Legends Tour, Parts of Trucks Pro Stock Tour finale Friday. On Friday night at Scotia Speed World, going to be an exciting race. Me and Dylan Langell are headed to Valley Raceway tomorrow for their race at 1 o'clock. So if you're in the Annapolis Valley, stop by and say hello. But man, oh, man, what a show. Congratulations to Dylan Blankhorn. Congratulations to Donald Chisholm. And how about the 29 team on the podium? They finished a race this evening. And Greg Proud, I'm sure, is going to have something to say at Scotia Speed World.
You can just about guarantee that it's going to be incredible. Someone's got to hand Dylan Langell a mic there. One of you guys. Okay, there you go, Timmy. I got to have your thoughts. Dylan, you were on here tonight. What did you think of that one, brother?
That was an insane finish because I was standing up top with all the spectators. The crowd went wild when Dylan Blankhorn made the little bump and run, and I thought Donald Chisholm was going to give him a receipt and do it right back to him. But some clean racing, and that was such an exciting finish here.
But I know we look forward to catching up with you the next time, hopefully next weekend, for that Dartmouth Dodge 200. If you make it out there, I know we look forward to having you join us on the crew. That'd be a blast.
Dartmouth is my hometown. I have to be there.
That's the stuff. Dill, thanks so much for what you did tonight. Sure do appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Joe.
You bet. That is the guys down there. I got another guy up here that I want to have a quick chat with before we get to those unofficial final results, as we can see all the red taillights leaving the speedway here. Great crowd on hand for the Lucas Oil 150. But I got the big guy up here. I got Ken Cunning with me. Ken, what did you think of that race? Quite a day for you, I bet.
I thought it's dynamite. I mean, the whole day was good. We had two good races on the undercard. This one went off 150 laps in 56 minutes and so many seconds. And you've got a brother moving a brother to get by. You had a little bump and run at the front and a return coming back. And it was exciting. I mean, it's been so damn hot down here. We've all been saying we want the weather to change. Well, it changed. It's a little cooler. And I don't know. I think it helped the racing a little bit, put some grip in the track.
Yeah, it sure did. What a way to set the stage for the Dartmouth Dodge 200, the season finale in the Parts for Trucks Tour, which will do 1 week from today at Scotia Speed World. I don't think we could paint a much better picture for this final race. A tough day, and we'll get to these unofficial results, but it was a tough day for our point leader here today.
Yeah, exactly. I can't recall him being a lap down this year other than today. I don't know what happened to the car, but they were in the pits with it. So that's going to tighten it up, obviously, at the front. Next week at the Dartmouth Dodge 200 is a four-tire race, so that's going to help the Big Red Dodge and a few other cars. So it'll make it for exciting 200 laps, And I think it will be racing in there. Look at last year when their point leader going in, everybody thought, well, he's going to get it. He ended up winning by 1 point. So anything can happen, and anything will happen, as we've seen over the years. So it's not a race you want to miss. I think next week, this was a good race. Next week, they're going to be all on four tires, and they'll have a little more grip, and they'll really go at it.
Yeah, they will. I agree wholeheartedly. I keep going back over the, I believe, 8-plus years now we've been covering this tour and doing these races live. One phrase that has stuck with me throughout the course of time is the number 5 car of Jonathan Hicken. He said to us, and I don't know whether it was year 1, 2, or 3, but we got the winner to fix it. This here is the Dartmouth Dodge 200. We're going for it. That particular year, the 5 car wasn't going for a title. Every single one of these guys, if you're not in the chase, you're going for the win, and they need to win. They want to win. And that's the kind of mindset out of the whole field that we're going to see in that Dartmouth Dodge 200.
Yeah, you're right. It's the last race of the year. The points will be done no matter how things shake out. And you want to get that last race in so you can sit all winter and think about it, so you want to have a good race. You want to beat somebody that you haven't beaten. There's all kinds of races through the pack, front to back. There's all kinds of things happening, and they're just going to lay it all out on the racetrack and go after it.
Well, you got a week and a little bit less than that now to think about it, to prepare for it. And I know you've been preparing for this final race all season long. It's going to be a barn burner. Tickets are available. Scotia Speed World. What's the best way? Just show up at the racetrack, or what's the best?
You can drop in the office and buy tickets, or show up at the racetrack, and there'll be plenty of tickets. It'd be lovely to fill the place, but we'll have a good crowd, but we'll still have room for more. So drop out to the track and get your tickets, and lots of parking. And we're just looking for another nice day, which will help us. And it'll be a good race. And we start at 4 o'clock, so it'll be a little better weather-wise in the sense if it gets colder later at night. So I'm looking forward to it. It's a barn burner. We got a little bit of work to do between wrapping this one up and getting ready for the next one, but I think we'll all have a little extra step this time to get it done, because it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, as a race fan, I don't care how connected everyone is to the series. I'll tell you what, every single one of us is race fans, and everybody's got to be looking forward to it. You crown your champions on a weekly perspective as well, right?
That's right. That's right. On Friday night, before the Dartmouth Dodge 200, is our finale at Scotia Speed World, and they'll crown 6 champions. So that's exciting, and rookies of the year, and that type of thing. And then we go home and get some sleep, and everybody come back to the racetrack, and we'll do it all over again with the Pro Stock Tour, and the Maritime League of Legends is in. And so it'll be exciting. They put on a good show. They support us well. They dovetail well with us, and it'll be fun. I think there'll be a lot of interest, because racing like tonight will bring a lot of fans, because people are going to talk about it. So it's old-time racing, what we saw tonight.
Absolutely. Good way to put it. I'll tell you what, a lot of math to do after tonight's event, and I know everybody's working hard on doing all those mathematical equations and formulas. One thing I can guarantee you, you get to timscorner.ca throughout the course of the week, and I can guarantee you Tim Terry will have every mathematical equation and how this is going to work, or how it could conceivably work. He's going to have it all figured out. He'll have the stage set. And, man, all we got to do is show up and pull the trigger, right?
Exactly. I don't do any mathematical calculations, because Tim does all that. I'm sure he'll wear a calculator out trying to figure out all the permutations that are in there, and we'll just wait for him to cook the thing through and say, here's what has to happen for this person to win, that person to win, or whatever the case may be. So it just adds another twist. It makes it a little more interesting to watch what's going on as the night unfolds, and everybody will be counting laps down and points and that sort of thing. So it'll be good. It helps to know who's in, who's out, And but the big kicker is, like we saw last year, anything can happen.
Absolutely, Tim. You're going to be a busy cat.
Yeah, going to be very busy this week, obviously, with the Maritime Pro Stock Tour. That point pitcher for the championship has a little bit of a gap in between it. Those other ones on the weekly racing series, that's going to be fun to calculate. The Maritime League of Legends Tour are going to be there as well, and they've got a tight points battle. So if you see what we saw here on the racetrack on Saturday at Scotia Speed World, that's going to be awesome. Doesn't matter about the points pitcher. That there was one of the best races we've seen in years on this Maritime Pro Stock Tour, and can't wait for it. The good news is that I had an onboard in Dylan Blankhorn's car.
The bad news
is that it died with 10 laps to go.
No, really? Oh, man.
It catches right up to Donald Chisholm, and then it dies.
That footage.
But we do have some good footage on there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. And you'll get that up, right?
At timscorner.ca.
There you go. So check it out. Kenny, you have a good week. Get ready. And I know we can't wait to get back out here with you.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Thanks for everything tonight. It's funny, I saw Greg Siebert, and for those that don't know, Greg Siebert's not an old racer. He's not an old guy, but he's from a few years ago, and this is the type of racing we were used to seeing out of Siebert and Scotty Frazier and Scotty Kelly and those guys and Rolly McDonald, and it was a fun night. It was the fans got their money's worth and a whole lot more tonight.
They sure did. That's the general manager of the tour and Scotia Speed World. That's Ken Cunning. Let me get you now to the unofficial results for tonight's Lucas Oil 150. And I might add, if you haven't tried Lucas Oil Slick Mist yet, you don't know what you're missing. Get to Canadian Tire. All their products are available there. And try that Lucas Oil Slick Mist out. And how about the fuel stabilizers? You're going to pack stuff away for the winter. And I know you're not thinking winter yet. It's still nice. The leaves have got to turn. But trust me when I say, when you pack something away, you want to have the best in it so that you can enjoy that same thing next year. Have a look at Lucas Oil Fuel Stabilizer and all the storage products they've got. They've got it. They got you covered. It's Lucas Oil. Tonight, it was Lucas Oil 150. Here are the unofficial results. The 67, Dylan Blankhorn. You heard it. He won the race here at Riverside, second spot. The number 89 of Donald Chisholm in third spot. The 29 of Greg Proud back and forth. The number 99 of Craig Slonwhite. Fifth spot goes to the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Sixth spot, the 18 of Darren McKinnon. Seventh spot, yeah, are you ready, Trev? Trevor Lamb is in Ontario. He missed tonight's race. He's always at every one of these. His car, the number 8 of Kent Vinson, came home in the 7th spot. The 8th spot was the 0 of Sean Turple, last year's champion. In 9th spot, the 0-8 of Nicholas Noggle. 10th spot was the 53, our current point leader, and that is Cole Butcher. In the 11th spot, the number 5 of Jonathan Hicken, back to 12th, was the 54 of Jared Butcher. 13th spot was the number 32 of Sarah McKay. 14th spot was the 40 from PEI, Robbie McEwen. 15th spot was the 30 of Steve Lively. 16th goes to the 21 of Sean Pierce. 17th spot, the 51 of Braden Langell. In 18th spot, the 07 of Allison McKinnon. The 19th spot tonight, hard, hard wreck. Glad to see drivers okay, and they will get that car fixed up. All the way from Newfoundland, the number 48 of Waylon Farrell. That is your unofficial finish for tonight's Lucas Oil 150 here at Riverside International Speedway. What a race. That's all I can say. If you happen to have missed it, get to racetimeradio.com. We are available on iTunes, and have a listen to XFM. You'll hear the replay on XFM along with SiriusXM, Channel 167. Man, what a race. Incredible. Don't miss next week's Dartmouth Dodge 200. If you can't be at the racetrack, you can tune in live. We will have absolutely all the action, pre-race to post-race, all live on racetimeradio.com worldwide, absolutely free. But you want to see this tour. You want to see it with your own eyeballs. You're going to have to join us at Scotia Speed World, and you won't believe your eyes. It'll be the best ticket value you've had all season long, so come and join us. But for Tim Terry, for Josh Paxton, Jerry Paxton, for Dylan Langell, I am Joe Chisholm and Tim Terry. I think I said Tim. for all of us. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Susie, back in the Racetime Radio studio, thanks, Susie Q, for hooking us up once again. And I know Brad Mann will be with us next weekend for that Dartmouth Dodge 200. But that's going to do it for us here tonight at the Speedway. Sure hope you enjoyed it, and we will catch you next Saturday live from Scotia Speed World and the Dartmouth Dodge 200. Good night, everyone. Have a super week, and have a safe trip home.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.